Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Right,
it's the girl,
right.
Big Mouth. All right, J2.
J2, baby.
Yeah, I see the ghost of Blog Talk is upon us tonight. I can
yes,
tell that already.
Blog Radio. You know what? Even though we got a ghost, I got to go ahead and say this. You know. The disclaimer, you know, the views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not only the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity, and that's what's up. Once again, we ain't going to get through, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. What's up, J2? How you doing this week? I'm trying to get
man,
some energy. I'm tired.
I am tired. You're
it's
tired?
It's been a busy couple of days. Yeah, a little bit tired.
Okay.
And then
you're
going to start early tomorrow at 5 in the morning. You know, my mornings start early. It'll be dark as hell outside.
I'm probably just going to sleep about 5.
Probably. Probably. My behind just getting, I'll be just getting up and going out the door at 5:15. They pick me up.
No, 5:15
in the morning. All right, J2. We've got a good show going for tonight.
We got a great show. Texas, we need y'all to call in. Look, let's go ahead and put it in the call-in number right now.
We need anybody just to call in, and that'll be a good
deal. Yeah, anybody. Wait a minute. We didn't do the country count. We need to do the country count.
I know we haven't. So we're ready to do a show.
We got some new countries this week.
Well, no, it's the same. We got enough right now. It's the same of them. It's been consistent. Here we go. There you go, J2. There's the horn. One more. There you go, J2.
Let's get it, y'all. Okay, what we got?
So, you know, we always say thank you to everybody, and we appreciate those that do listen to us around the world. So I'm going to shout out Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand. Brazil. Peru. China listens a lot. They listen to us a lot.
Okay. That's good. China, we
it's
doing
you and
all
that dog on
don't blow us up. Don't blow us up. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Canada. South Africa.
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
Uganda. Oh, hold on. Let me add a country in there. Wakanda forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, for
now,
real,
don't,
for
I
real.
Mean, come on, we got to give, you know, we got to give Chris some love. Anyway, go ahead.
Germany.
Germany.
Kenya.
Kenya.
Argentina.
Argentina. Oh, my God.
India.
India.
Romania.
Romania.
UK.
UK, okay.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Finland.
Finland.
Croatia.
Croatia.
And the United States of America.
America. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You need horns. You need
thank
horns.
Y'all.
You need horns. You and your horns. One more time for you, okay? And shout out to Blog Talk Radio for graciously being our host platform. Without you, it just wouldn't have been possible. So thank you, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio.
And that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
That's what's up. So, again, I had another flash from the past pop in.
Okay, what happened this time? What, this not, okay, we're not talking about 2Gs.
No, no, no. 2Gs, anyway, 2Gs.
Okay,
I talked to him.
Okay, we go.
We check in. He checks in. So, but
okay,
this one is.
Don't let me have the cop now.
No, this is a friend that I had when it's a fellow alumni from Howard.
Right.
He graduated from Howard Law.
Okay.
I think he went to I think he's a Morehouse man too. And he comes. He's third generation of judges. And but this is a really, really good friend of mine.
He
used to work for Don King.
What fraternity was he in? You said it was
he
in
was
a fraternity?
Yeah, he's an alpha, I do believe. I hope I'm saying it correct.
An
he's an A5A. Oh, yeah.
Okay, A5A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, gorilla.
I think
gorilla.
So. I do believe my memory, you know, my memory ain't all that good, but that part I do believe is correct. If not, he may also be a noob, but I do believe he's an alpha.
If he's a noob, I still want to give all, you know, all fraternity brothers, you know, whatever fraternity that you don't play is in or sorority, y'all know how it is in the panhandle. Like, anyway,
yeah,
I want to just.
He's a really, he's a
noob,
really
noob
good
fan. Noob forever.
That's right. You didn't say that when I told you about 2Gs being Mr. Alpha Kappa. Sci-fi or whatever.
You know
what I'm saying?
I thought he was gonna come do. And you know, we talked about.
What, he's not gonna be on the show. He won't ever. I don't think he'll ever do that. I don't think he will ever do that. So, but yeah, this is a really good friend of mine, and.
Okay.
So we touched bases this week because when I got sick, you know, a lot of people had lost touch with me. Nobody knew where I was and what had happened to me. So,
The whoop de whoop. They didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, the whoop de whoop. The whoop de whoop. So that's one of the reasons why tonight's show is named Liver and Onions. It's a Pennsylvania thing. It's a Philadelphia thing.
Okay.
It's a Philadelphia thing. So
liver
shout out to everybody out there in Philly, to my cousins out in Philly, to my friends,
Philly.
My estranged friends in Philly. You know, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. So that's what that
is. Everybody.
Yep. So this
much love
week
to the Philly.
Yeah, this week has been really, what the hell is going on? First of all,
well, look, I just want to tell you what's going on in Dallas. This happened in Dallas just the other day. Let's like yesterday. Okay, so a dude ran up in the Methodist Hospital in the maternity ward and shot and killed two of the security guards because he thought his girlfriend was doing something with somebody, and they didn't even stop him. They saw him beat up his girlfriend, and then he had a gun. And this is the thing. They let him off parole early, and he acquired a gun. How do you do that?
Which isn't too hard to do. That's not, come on. That is not too hard to do. Me with my lily self, because I could go out and find one in the streets. And they're doing them 3D now. They're making them off of computers now.
I know they can make them 3D. You're right. But I'm just saying, though,
you can get it anywhere.
You know, I'm just saying, though, for the city or anybody to blame, blame the justice system, blame the city, blame the city of Dallas. No, that the system is corrupt already. You know, you want
right.
that man to get out and go kill somebody again because he already had a bad record. What you think he's going to do?
Okay.
He's a repeat offender.
Wow.
And then he ran up in the maternity ward in Dallas, Texas at the Methodist Hospital.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that on the news. Well, I saw bits and pieces on the highlights, so
yeah.
I wasn't sure what had happened. I was making sure it wasn't Parkland.
How do you let a man off parole early, and you know he's a convicted felon, and how did he get out on early release?
Well, that's a lot of people are getting out on early release because it's overcrowded, and they're based on whatever the conviction was that he was put in jail for. You know, if it wasn't. It was, may have been serious, but not too serious. So they probably never thought that he would get out of jail and go and kill somebody. You know, he could have wild up inside
you know,
while he was there.
Right.
People crazy.
Acting good until he got out.
So, I mean, you know, if you get in trouble for, like, massive amount of weed, stuff like that, your chance, I hate to say this, are likely of getting out quicker than somebody that was in there for a homicide. Does that make sense? They'll parole people faster because they're considered lightweights, I guess you would say. In the
It's not like a high-class case or something.
Yeah, they didn't seem threatening. But he turned
like
around. Right, he turned around, got out, and did something crazier.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, man.
Okay, I got some good stuff, too.
Well, good. You have some good stuff.
Okay.
Okay. What?
So, Magic came to El Paso and talked to about 300 of the best athletes in Texas. It was in El Paso. And he had a good message, man. You know Magic. You know Magic's still alive, even though, you know, he dealt with his issue with
AIDS.
Don't
get me started on that.
I ain't going to say nothing, man.
I mean, I'm glad. I'm glad things are good, but I can't praise how you were once before you got sick. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We ain't talking about that right. We're talking about the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So he came down. No, no, for real talk though. He came down and talked to 300 or plus of some of the best athletes in Texas, and was like, "Look, don't get sidetracked by the public eye. You know, don't get sidetracked by the hype. Stay focused. You know, keep your head up." And if you work hard, if you do everything you need to do, keep your grades up, you can follow your dream. You can follow your dream and then just continue to just stay focused. And, you know, that was a good message, man. I almost cried. It,
Wah, 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 big baby. You big baby. I believe I can fly.
Yeah, I almost sound like that too. So you can mix it all up in a mixing bowl of motivation. But look,
okay.
he also gave like 20 signed jerseys out, maybe some free like gift sets and stuff like that, or maybe some Starbucks tickets and stuff because, you know, he's part owner of Starbucks. And let a couple of brothers, you know, come and give him a good chest bump like in basketball, like the tennis dunking. They're like, oh, what's up, buddy? You know?
Okay, well. That'll work. That's good. You know, it's about the community. It's about the kids. It truly is. You know, whether they bad kids or good kids.
Yeah. And you know what we're talking about.
Okay. Oh, bad kids. No, they're not bad. It's just that, you know, they maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I can't talk about them. But maybe it's too much energy. I don't know. But overall, it's a good thing, and it's going extremely, extremely well.
That's all that matters.
So, J2, remember the other week we were talking about mental health?
Yes, ma'am.
Were
you
able
what?
To find information out for a phone number to give to people?
And You know what? Since you asked, I got something better. Because, you know, we always talk about that, and we don't think that this is nothing that needs to be played with. This is something serious. You know, when you have people going up shooting up elementary schools, or they feeling like they can't cope in life, they're feeling like suicide. They want to, you know, maybe take us out or you out too, or maybe they're cutters or, you know, we don't know what situation it is. It could be a multitude of things. But, yes, I did find out. So in any state right now, okay, you can go to mentalhealth.gov, okay, if you want to just go in and see what they have available for you, what kind of programs they have for you, if, you know, you need some help, you know, and you don't just want to be discreet about it. Also, you can call or text the number 988. Okay, you can call or text the number 988. And one of the agents will be able to talk to you about it. If, you know, you need somebody like a woman to talk to, or a man, you know, to specifics, you can just talk to somebody before you think things are going to happen or go bad. So, yeah. So, you know, I did my little thing, and you know what? Well, you know, That's What's Up is always about mental health. Big Mouth and J2, we're always about mental health. So if you have any problems, once again, you can go to mentalhealth.gov or call or text 988, okay? Call or text.
All right, J2, That's What's Up. Well, I'm going to break to a commercial.
Okay.
And then I'll play something real quick, and then we'll come back and talk about what has been going on with Kanye this week and Herschel this week. I'm like, what the world? But anyway.
Okay, that little juice for later in a second. Okay.
Okay. That's what's up.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, unit number 3. Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas.
Yeah.
already. It's that all-time creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's What's Up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
What's up?
What's happening, Jay Tizzle? What you doing over there?
Man, we just listened to all the girls, man. We're just having a good time, man. Look, we got a
you
great show.
You sound like you over there eating, bro. What you smacking on?
No, I'm not eating. I'm smacking because you know what? I need a snack. I'm talking about I need a bag.
Yeah, okay. Put that piece of chicken down so we can get ready because we have a great guest tonight. You know, last week when he called in, it was such a pleasant surprise, right? And after listening to him and what he was saying, I really wanted to find out more about him and what's going on. So we're going to have T-High. On the show tonight.
My boy for life.
Okay.
T-High.
And we're going to talk about the new movie and the movies that he's worked on, that he's produced, his musical career, all that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a whole hell of a lot. I was so impressed when I read that bio.
Yeah, this is kind of like the underground, but the still above ground type of news that nobody here in Texas. This is real, you know what I'm saying, country rap news.
So, hey, J2, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Even though the ghost of Blog Talk. Oh, okay. Just making sure if I can be heard.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about, before we bring T.I. in, Kanye.
What the hell's going on? Yeah, I'm pretty sure T.I. going to want to get some of this,
kinda,
too. Go ahead.
Right. I kind of think that, you know, he had a plan and it backfired on him because everybody started dropping out.
Yes.
You know, at first I thought, well, maybe he was trying to get out of all his contracts. And that was a way of, you know, expediting getting off those contracts quickly. But then when everybody started dropping like flies this week, he lost Balenciaga. He lost Adidas. Who else did he lose?
Oh, he lost Adidas.
Oh, they called. Yeah. And.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
And the Donda Academy.
That's what I'm talking about. You're doing too much.
Well, wait a minute. Donda Academy.
Ain't no more Yeezys, y'all. Y'all better get them. Oh, you know what? We better get a pair of Yeezys right now.
Marshall's even put out a thing saying they won't be carrying Yeezy shoes. Since when did Marshall start carrying? I mean, he also went to.
I mean, just kind of like Shaq had a deal with Walmart.
Well, that's true. You're right about that. But do you know what he did yesterday, unannounced? He showed up yesterday, unannounced, at Skechers. He tried to do a deal with them yesterday, and they escorted him out the building. They talked to him for a second, and then they escorted him out the building.
You know what? Yeah, look, man, I don't know who you is, man, bro. You got to go through corporate. You can't just walk up in a building and talk about.
He was at corporate. That's where he was. He went to corporate.
Do you know,
Skechers are owned by a Jewish family. The nerve
right.
of him going up there and trying to see if he could broker a deal with Skechers, from Adidas to Skechers. How low can you go, babe? How low can you go? So, you know.
Look, that's a prime example of not letting money go to your head.
Not letting or letting it go to your head.
Don't let the money go to your head. Yeah, you made some money, you did your thing, but man, you tripping. Well,
I don't think he expected the dominoes to fall like that. So, anyway, we have a guest. Oh, I'm excited.
Okay,
I'm excited.
You know what to
I'm
do.
Excited.
Push the button.
I'm about to push it, boy. I'm about to push it. Goodness gracious, you and this. So, J2, why don't you be the one to introduce the infamous T-Ha?
Let me go ahead and introduce the infamous T-Ha, my brother in arms and my brother in music and everything. We've been knowing each other for a long time. Let me go ahead and let you know he started in the musical background, also, you know, movie production, editing. So, ladies and gentlemen, for no further ado, Mr. T-Ha himself.
T-Hi! Welcome, T-Hi. Can you hear us? My mic sounds nice. Check one. T-Hi?
Mic check.
Mic check sounds nice. Check two. You sound good, babe.
I heard something.
He's here.
He's?
Yeah, hold on. We lock, hold on.
T-Hi.
T-Hi.
Okay, don't worry about it, y'all. We're going to get it up.
Yeah,
there
now
is.
I can hear you.
Y'all
there
hear me?
Yep,
yes,
we can
sir.
Hear you.
This man, y'all know, man, I had some little
trouble.
What up, big man? What up, J2?
Well, you know, after I spoke with you last week, I found that your story was very interesting and people may want to know about what's going on in the world of T-Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, let me go ahead and answer that. Go ahead and start from it, you know, from the point that where you feel like that is the best to start from this epic story, because it's very epic, y'all. It's very epic.
Man, I tell you like this, Jay said, man. Oh, by the way, man, I love the show. What y'all talking about, man? This is crazy. I can't cuss, right?
Yeah, you do. You grown.
I just want to be talking out the side of my neck, man. But as Jay was alluding to, man, I done known this brother since inception. As a matter of fact. If you got time for this story, real quick, J2 is the one that got me in the game. You know what I'm saying? Way back when. That's how folk were back. We went to college together. You know what I'm saying? When he transferred over from U of H over to TSU, you know, we were all hanging out in what's that apartment complex right there off Scott?
Greystone, baby.
Yeah, Greystone. We all lived in Greystone. You know what I'm saying? So he was in one apartment. We was in the other. And I had this keyboard, and I was, you know, I had made beats and all this other kind of crazy stuff. And we just linked up, and we went for there. And little do people know, me and J2, when we first started, we tried to be a singing group. Me and J2, the guy that's your co-host. You know what I mean? The guy that's your co-host. Me and him started a freaking singing group.
Well,
and, you know, I mean, they can hold the note, and I was all right. You know what I'm saying? But that's how far back, BM, that we go, me and J2 go back, man. You know what I'm saying? Where he introduced me to my business partner, my mentor, and my manager,
which is
Model Boss Latif. You know what I'm saying?
Ahead,
so
go ahead and give him his the due diligence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm building it up. I'm building up, Big Mouth. That's all it is. I'm set the presidents of my almost famous stories, my little old industry stories.
Okay,
you feel me?
To go to break too, because it's an epic story.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me cut the infancy of this short. Then J2 got me in the game. He introduced me to the people that I needed to. But besides that, before that, we were, like I said, we was a singing group and a rap group, and we took over Houston, and we was rapping, and we shut it down. Where to the point is, where I want to get you to you first is, we shut it down so hard, Rap-A-Lot got to us. So I don't know if y'all got to go to break from that point, you know what I'm saying, or do y'all
just
need to
come back and get some juice with it?
You know
we
what?
We can come back and get some juice with it.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go take a commercial, and we're going to come back and find out about this singing group. Was this before after Southern Video Vibe?
Man, it's going to get juicy. It's going to get juicy, y'all.
Oh, that's what's up.
Straight up, that's what's up.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's Manisha. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh. On by Ebony Barbershop. If you want to get your hair cut, stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber? I see you out there.
Yo, 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 yo. This your boy, Ju, Sound Like Representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth and J2, and it's a family thing all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. J2, hold on, because I had to put you on mute for a minute there. Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, J2.
I was practicing.
Every week it is. You have a hot mic every week.
Every week.
Okay. So while we are talking with and enjoying the conversation with T.I., so y'all know I'm saying it correctly. I want to hear about this singing group.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The singing group started on the campus of TSU, because we were all at Greystone.
On the steps of Greystone.
Greystone, we were all hanging out, playing ball, you know, congregating as young college students do. You know, we 19, 20-year-olds.
At HBCU.
So as we got to know, oh, you do this? Hello? What'd you say?
No, I graduated from Howard University.
There we go. Howard in the building,
so,
you feel me?
Howard in the house, baby.
Already. So, Tube came to me because he saw I was always bringing my keyboard out on the steps, you know what I'm saying, and playing some of my beat tapes that I made, you know what I'm saying, tapes. This how far back it go, tapes. Before CDs, tapes.
Okay.
That's a whole
nother
story. That's a whole other story.
You know what I'm saying? So, he was like, say, man, you know what I'm saying, come mess with me, such and such. You know what I'm saying? J2 was doing stuff already in the game. You know what I'm saying? So we messed around, and we had a friend named Kim. You know what I'm saying? She was a DJ at the time. You know, she went to TSU, and we were all the crew would just go over her house. And so
yep.
She had DJ equipment.
She had a DJ table. Kim Pettis.
She had the whole setup. So we over there, you know, hanging out. So Tube was like, say, man, we just need to go and do this. I was like, do what? He said, man, let's get this singing group together. I was like, what?
Oh, man, I wish I'd known you then. So this was before Southern Video Vibe.
This is way before Southern Video Bias.
Yeah, it sounds like it was way before Southern Video Bias.
No, because you know I got a rough voice, but when I sing, I got like a little KC type of raspy type of, you know, like I get very white.
Let
me
tell it.
You know what I'm saying? No, he ain't loose or nothing, but you know he can hold a note.
So,
as we decided to put our little group together, BM, some of our crew came in. His kinfolk, Dre, got into the fold, and pretty much we were gonna be, you know, I was gonna be the lead single. And they was going to, you know, do the writing, do the whole, you know, the way we look, for the look and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But quickly, BM, that dream kind of folded up quick when we found out we couldn't get our harmonies together, right? You feel me? Turn the rappers.
We're not going to do that.
So we turned the rappers on, Big Mouth. That's what happened.
I learn something new all the time.
Okay. Can I interject real quick? We stay with my friend named Aaron Allen at the room 304.
304.
Okay. And they called it 304 because you know what? You say it, if you reverse 304 backwards, that's called the whole house.
Yeah. And take a minute.
Yeah, because it was all the brothers. We smoking weed.
It was like 12 of us in a one-bedroom.
Man, but we'll be in the bathroom with a green light, with the shower on, just getting high. Me and T.I. beatboxing.
Yeah. So we'll alternate take turns. Somebody
in the street.
Somebody want to rap.
Everybody's to come there.
Hold up
everybody.
I'll beatbox or whatever. That's how we held it down. We call it the green room. Really, it was just a shower. We put a green light up. And
the boom,
the
boom,
shower
boom
on.
Room. The boom, boom,
yeah,
room.
Yeah, basically.
So from there, T-High, how did you get in? You got into rap a lot. You work on rap a lot, right, in the beginning. So what are some of the things you were doing? You were just producing music, beats, and all that stuff, or, you know?
Yeah, who you work with and who have you met since in your journey?
Well, let me tell you this story because it's very intricate, and it goes all the way even up to 2020, I'll say around maybe 2020. When I was saying, we started – me, J2, Dre, these are other guys in the group, Zay, we had a rap group. I was the main producer slash, you know, hook man, you know what I'm saying, and they was all the rappers. We garnered so much attention, Big Mouth, in the city as far as open mics, freestyles, just on campuses from U of A to TSU and all around. We garnered a lot of attention that we started opening it up for big acts, you know what I'm saying, down here, Common. You can make a Broad Digger. You name them. We was opening them up, and we caught the attention of rap a lot. So at the time, we brought in, like, my guy that I was telling you about, the Model Boss. He was already in the game doing things. You know, he was a little older than us, but, you know, he vast in his knowledge because he been doing stuff way before us. So he already had connections with, you might remember Def Jam South. At the time,
big. Very familiar.
The main guy over there was Glenn Wallace. He was one of my managers. Well, he was pretty much going to be all of our managers.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, and we had another entity. What was her name? Her name was Kim as well. So it's a lot of intricate parts that run with this, Big Mouth. And so I'm going to try to make it simple. We caught the attention of Rap-A-Lot. So they invite. So they told us we can come over there. You know what I'm saying? And we worked out of the B room. You know, they have the A room and they have the B room. A room is, of course, you know, all the big Scarface, some of the big acts they had. B room was for all the scrubs and the newcomers. You know what I'm saying? That's what the B room. You know what I'm saying?
You got to work your way up. You got to be in that B room 24/7.
Y'all was a squirrel.
No, you just gotta go in and do your thug sizzle. Don't be over there trying to say I can make a hit and then you in there 10 hours trying to do one verse.
So we over a course of a year or two, we was over at the B Room. We was making songs that never gonna come out. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right,
and we caught the interest of some of the bigger guys over there at Rap-A-Lot, along with a lot of the haters, you know, because we kind of came up fast. You know what I'm saying? And as we went through, we had a showcase at one time where Def Jam, Rap-A-Lot was all there. You know what I'm saying? And then some craziness down where I have to tell it, Jay, the group split.
Go ahead and tell it.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell
them
the book. That's for the book. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the details is where once we had this event where Def Jam Faf was there, Rap-A-Lot was there, and some incidents with that, I could tell y'all in the book when we were write this book, where the group fell out. Just know this. The group fell out. Everybody kind of split down the middle and fell out and left from this point. You know what I'm saying? And we stayed over. Me and Model Boss continued to do stuff over at Rap-A-Lot, whereas everybody else kind of, you know, faded, you know, doing their other things.
Faded to the background. Faded to black.
They faded to the background. So me and Model Boss stayed over there as producers and writers, and we started bringing acts over there. So we started bringing acts like we have a radio, big radio guy here named Kiati. We started his career. I did his first album, you know what I'm saying, called Jag in the Jungle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we didn't sign.
We the one that got him at Just Joking.
No doubt. Now, check this out.
That was before the record deal.
We didn't sign.
Anyway.
Art of War, which was the name of the group, crew, was me, Jay, Dre, and Will, and I can't even think of the other female that was in there. We was called Art of War. Model Boss didn't want us to sign over there because we know Rap-A-Lot do shady business and bad deals. Okay, fast forward, after we broke up, we stayed over there to produce. We hooked up with Kiati. They wanted us to sign him to Rap-A-Lot. We didn't want to do that. We had another artist, Kane Zamata. We didn't want to do that. So after a string of artists that we didn't sign over there, one fateful Christmas Eve, at this time, we had another producer with us, this white guy named Blake. You know what I'm saying? He called himself a white abolitionist. I can't think. John Brown.
I remember Blake.
You know what I'm saying? We had this white producer with us at this time. This is around 03, 02, somewhere up in there. I mean, I'm in my early 40s now. Me and Dan are early 40s. So, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for a long time, since 1920. You know, we've been doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, we go. It's a guy that Jay Prince has over there named I don't know if he's over there now. His name was Chief. He was like his main enforcer dude, but he used to hate on Model Boss and myself because Jay Prince kind of felt a lot of favor with us because, you know what I'm saying, I can tell you plenty of stories with that, but that'll take forever. Well, anyway, this particular story, this is how we left rap.
Make it short, T.I. Just make it short story short because we got to go to commercial.
I got you. So this is how we left rap. I'll leave it on this. It was Christmas time. I went home to Dallas. Blake went home to Kingwood. Pryor went somewhere. Model Boss. Well, somebody broke in and stole the mics out of the B Room. They tried to blame it on us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
no.
So yeah, they tried to blame it on us, and they tried to come after us, basically. You know what I'm saying? And once they found out we were nowhere, we didn't have nothing to do with it. We knew that was our cue. To leave them alone.
Time to go.
Sorry, don't even stop there, Big Mouth, but y'all can go to commercial break.
We need to get some more
juice. Well, that's what's up, and I'm going to do a commercial break, and then I'm going to do a quick music break, and we'll be right back. Day two.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You know
up.
What? Thank you.
You
hot mic. Hot mic.
Look, we gonna we going to have a conference, okay?
Hot mic off.
We still ain't got to the point where we at. Look, let's go to commercial.
We'll be back, y'all.
Get down. commentary, a literary genius and a superior beat creator have come together, and we made a musical composition which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors. It's empty. You wanna dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fred Prince buzzing out with a brand new funk. The way that it happened, one day I was rapping and all the beat Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden he brought in a cut and I dropped my microphone and said, what the hold up, Jeff, wait a minute, play it. He just smiled and said,
yeah, that's
it. It was, it made me wanna
get down,
and we knew almost at once it was a, so we continued to listen to it, and we knew it was Jeff when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five to Jeff and without hesitation popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it, rewound the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday we went to the club and out and out cold tore it up. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling. While over the microphone I was flowing, fresh rhymes I was showing. The people say, yo, keep going, so I continued to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy Reddy Rock. People fought just to get up front to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new.
About y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
This is George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
What up, what up?
Yo, the LL Cool J song, man. Rock the Beat, man. That's a classic. That's a classic.
That was Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. Huh? That was Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince.
Yeah, that was DJ Jazzy Jeff for the Fresh Prince.
Okay, my
bad. Yeah, so bad.
It do have an LL vibe, though. You're right about that.
Yeah, it do have an LL vibe, but that's a classic. Anyway.
So, let's continue with this story of whence we started.
No doubt.
So, y'all was at the whole house.
No, we're not at the whole house, BM.
This story can go on for like weeks. I promise you.
Because it's so many layers to it, Because when I tell this story, it's layered. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I left off on the part when we left Rap-A-Lot. But it's still a lot of stuff that's inside that once we left. You know what I mean?
Mookie,
so
Orange
Juice
Jones.
I feel, huh?
Mookie, Orange Juice Jones.
Oh, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Let me layer this story a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling my industry stories to BM and J2 on That's What's Up. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell my side. Feel? All right? Check this out, BM.
You got it.
Okay.
You can shut
on
up.
Top of what I just I left off telling y'all, they stole the mics, they blamed it on us, they tried to come whoop us, but come to find out, you know, it was all a ploy by Chief and his goons to try to get us out of there because they was hating on Bottle Boss and myself. Okay, let me go back. At the time, we was working at Rap-A-Lot, and between the time J2 and them left, and we were still there, I met a producer named Seven Aurelius. Do you know who Seven Aurelius is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He's the guy that made the biggest hits for Murder, Inc. and J-Lo. Well, he started at Rap-A-Lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was in the A room while we was over in the B room.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he's the one that actually, I would say, found Ashanti, to be honest with you. Because she used to be in the studio down here.
Right.
You know what
that,
I'm saying?
That sounds really right.
So let me fast forward. I'll tell you that. Okay. We leave Rap-A-Lot. We go over to the Dope House Records. Y'all might not remember Dope House Records, but it was a Mexican rapper named SPM. At the
SPM.
Time, you know, he was big in Houston.
Everybody said no SPM. SPM was a.
I mean, it's been a long time. Carlos is what we call him. That's his real name. But SPM, we went over to since our time over there at Rap-A-Lot, we went over to make a records with Dope House. And so my very first record ever to come out on a major forum was, you might remember, a movie called Held Up with Jamie Foxx and Neil Long.
Right.
Well,
I have a song
on the soundtrack of that movie.
You
can look it up right now. You know what I'm saying? Like it was Held Up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Probably the wackest joint ever. You know what I'm saying? But hey, that was my first big break, and it was with Dope House. It had SPM, Baby Beesh, and
I
can't even think of the other guy on there. So those were my first big records.
That was your music side. Is that what pushed you into the movie side?
Yeah, let's get to the movie side.
I would say kinda, but not yet.
Okay.
Because leading up to that, I was doing things with a lot of people in the city who were making independent movies. I was doing music for them, soundtrack. A guy named Greg Carter. Let me take it back. SPM. We're doing a movie over there. We put out a double CD over there called Ghetto Classics. We had all the big major artists from Dope House on it. And what's crazy is Seven Aurelius came over there and was doing records with Dope House. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, bro, you were just over there at such and such. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I'm spending. I'm doing my thing. I'm blowing up. Okay. This going to all make sense down the road. When I finally get to this. All right. So after SPM gets accused of his bad conduct and he gets put in jail, Dope House kind of starts folding. So you remember that too?
Yeah. You know, I know. Come on, man. I was there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So they went down. So after that, we start working with pretty much every label in Houston. You can think of them, we work with them. Any old head rapper, Houston rapper you can think of, we work with them. From Slip Thug, Kiki, Mike Jones, Paul Wall,
Bun.
I got records with Bun. I'm sitting on records with Bun. I just can't put them out yet. You know what I'm saying? But
Paul thinks I'm a stalker. I just have to throw that out there. He does. He thinks I'm a stalker.
You better calm down on that Bun B, you know what I'm saying?
Paul Wall.
I knew Paul Wall before Paul Wall was Paul Wall.
J2 used to be with Paul Wall when they was running around on U of H campus, when they was promoting, you know, handing out flyers and shit. J2 then was with them with them boys.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
what about the story when Paul Wall tried to go Kappa Alpha Psi, took out his gold teeth and cut his braids off and everything?
Oh, that's another story. So how did you get into the movie side of things? Like
the movie side,
producing movies.
Well, that came later because I did music for a long while, up until maybe like 2010, 2012. But like I said earlier, I was on set doing things with Greg Carter, with Rec Shop Records, that whole thing in Houston. He was making independent movies like The Dirty Third and a bunch of just independent movies, Waters Rising. It's a bunch of things we were doing on set, you know what I'm saying? I was helping coordinate, doing grip work, and all this. I wasn't totally into the movies, but that's what I was doing. Then about 08, 09, somewhere up in there, the music stuff started slowing down tremendously, whereas Bones was selling beats for $25, and they was making them on PlayStation. And my boys like, we weren't making $1,000, you know, we was making before, making beats no more. These boys that came in, you know, Fruity Loops and all this other stuff that came in. So my boy Molly Boss told me, he was like, hey, man, you might want to think about getting you a camera and switching up the game. I was like, what you mean? He was like, man, because this music stuff's slowing up. We need to change our game plan. And he was right. I was hesitant because, you know, all I knew was music. That's all I wanted to do. But I thought about it, and I was thinking to myself, well, if I do this, I could put my music in those movies or video, whatever I can do. I was thinking music the whole time, even over the movie stuff. So as we progressed, the model boss, my business partner, he's always been, you can ask too, he's always been a business guy where he gets his hand in all kinds of stuff, where he started getting into reality TV, where he started managing a lot of reality stars. You know what I'm saying? And he started on the Flavor of Love. You know what I'm saying? He started on Flavor of Love managing his girls on that, and he just went from there. He was casting videos for a lot of the top video directors down here, from all the big artists from Houston. And then he got a call from VH1, told him, you know what I'm saying, come cast some of these other shows. And that's where he just started signing a lot of the girls that was getting cast on the show. And that's when we met an executive producer. Well, he's in jail now, which is another whole other story. You know what I'm saying?
Locked up, don't let me out.
Well,
we're going to put a hold on that story because I'm having a hot flash.
No,
I'm going. The old lady flash
you
is coming
more,
over.
You get moist over there?
Boy, you know what? All right, y'all. We'll be back.
Right.
This is That's What's Up. And
That's
Day Two,
up.
Big Mouth, and T-High telling us about
right.
his choice. We will be right
back. Get the story.
Okay.
Yeah. Real talk.
Ooh,
yeah.
Let me get some air. I am hot.
No doubt.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. So,
what up,
J2.
Welcome back.
You have a hot mic. Because you tend to have a hot mic, that's why you go quiet. You feel me?
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. I don't know if you don't realize that you can be heard over music sometimes. You just be over there talking. Every week it's a hot mic. So that's what's going on. You was like, what's wrong? What the problem is? That's what the problem is. But you know,
we
love you over here.
We got some technical difficulties.
Well,
that's
not a technical difficulty. That was not. Now, me not being able to use my mic right now, that is a technical difficulty. So I'm using my headset mic at this point right now.
Tippy toe on a runny kind. Booty tang.
Booty tang like a...
Man. Anyway, I want to get back to the story and how we got into the movie business.
Okay, where was the man?
And, like, I want to know about the new movie that's out. And, you know,
yeah,
I want
see,
people
to get,
know
get
about
to the,
that.
Get to the good stuff.
All right,
oh, no, this is good stuff. But I'm just trying to, I want to know about, like, what's going on now, how you got to where you are now, all that good stuff.
Well, he died of finishes.
It all leads into what I was telling y'all before the break. Once we got into that reality TV stuff, that kind of took off for us. And our old executive producer came in. He had a lot of money, and that's when we decided we were going to make our own movies. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to be on nobody else's set. So about 2012, we did a movie called Reality Show. And it's out on Tubi right now. You can go check it out, Tubi and Amazon Prime. You can go check it out. And it got a couple of names in there, reality stars. And we did Carly Rae from Love & Hip Hop. We did her very first thing she ever was in. She's in that, and she's in our movie. You know what I'm saying? You can go check that out right now, Amazon Prime, Tubi TV. It's called Reality Show. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I watch TV.
Already. So from there, we built, you know, our own catalog, put out a bunch of movies. We put out a movie called The Biz. We're going to re-release that when we pull that one. We have a movie called Dumbish, you know what I'm saying, about a couple of rappers trying to make rent, so they do Dumbish to get the money. You know what I'm saying? That's on Tubi, Amazon as well.
I get you.
Right. And so as we come up, around 2018, we were in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? We were working with my guy, D. Will, who owns Pentagon, and he was AOD at the time, KOD at the time. So as we were up in Dallas, you know, we filmed a lot of reality stuff up there with damn near every strip club, booty club in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? We got all kinds of stuff.
Shout out to Dallas Gentlemen, D.D. Shout out to Dallas Gentlemen.
Down strip club.
So check it out. So from there, it was we met one of our guys who's a big promoter down there. His cousin was Teresa Ballard. Teresa Ballard does a lot of big plays, you know what I'm saying, and she's a writer, you know what I'm saying. And so she wanted to do her project. So he introduced us to his cousin Teresa, and this was our first project, and we took it to the max around about 2018, 2019. We filmed it. And we got it edited up, and we released it. You know what I'm saying? So it's out right now.
Y'all check it out. Amazon Prime, Tubi TV. Man, y'all go check that thing out. It's on right now. It's buzzing right now. It's hot.
Give me the name of the song. Give me the name of the movie. Give me the name of the movie, bro.
And that's what it is.
It's called and The Battleground.
Yes, and guess who in it, BM?
Who?
Your co-host. J2, he's the main, he's one of the main henchmen.
Oh, Lord,
that's why he's bigging it up so big. You know, oh, yeah, go check it out, Battleground. It's on now. Hey, he's one of the main guys in the movie. You know what I'm saying? He's
the main henchman.
Is he in the movie,
or is he an extra? Is he an extra?
Yeah, I mean, he's a main extra. But you see him a lot.
Okay, commercial.
BM, he got a lot of camera time. He got a lot of camera time.
Oh, okay.
So he in that thing a lot.
It's really a great movie.
Y'all check it out.
Is, he had said he was in that movie, and I was like, yeah, okay. I kind of blew him off. And then when he called in last week and we're talking about the movie, I was like, all right, well, let me find out what's going on here. I don't want him to think that, you know, we like extras. We like extras.
Okay. We gonna stick on me being an extra. Okay, that's
ain't nothing wrong with being an extra.
I love it.
Big Mal, he's a featured extra though. He's featured all through it. He's big time in it. Okay, but he's an extra. But he's big time extra.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, you know what? If people were interested in having some maybe productions made or music-wise or film-wise and they wanted to get in contact with you, how can they do that? How would they be able to go about finding you?
Very easily, social media. You can find me on IG at Mr. Swisherland Esquire, on Facebook, Travoy High. You can find me on Twitter, Mr. Switzerland. And I'm on those things, man. Just DM me. I'll get right back with you in a prompt manner. You know what I'm saying? If you're about real business, hey, it's no problem. Get at me, IG, Mr. Switzerland Esquire, T-High, Mr. Switzerland, Facebook, and Twitter, Mr. Switzerland. You can find me.
All right. Oh, see, okay. I knew you had some good stories, and I know you got more of them, too.
Look, we got to do a part two of three stories.
Hey, hold on, Jay. Big Mouth, it's stories within the stories I just told you.
Oh, I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, I just don't have time to put those stories in the story I've even told you. That's what's up.
We're gonna have to have a part two with you, definitely.
I mean, that's
a part two.
We're gonna have to have a quartuplet. No doubt.
Normally, at this time in the show, J2 and I give out positive affirmations. Would you like to say something positive to folks out there?
Okay, y'all. This is what it came to me in mind. You know what I'm saying? It's no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah,
no weapon
formed
against me shall not prosper, because you know there's a different weapons that are trying to keep you from your path. There's different weapons or different things that people can do. You know, somebody saying this or somebody saying that. You know, people been disrespectful, but you know what? Those are just fiery darts of the devil. Don't dismiss those. You got to have your shield of faith. You got to have your armor on to disrespect those outside noises or those people that saying that you can't make it or you can't be at this point. So no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you know what? Just keep praying for that. And the goal that you receive and goal that you're looking at is not going to be easy. You're going to have to fight. Just fight through it. And with God, everything is possible.
Okay.
Amen.
For real. I'm still here. I'm breathing. I'm walking. I'm talking.
I'm telling you.
And we all know that has been a hump for me this past year.
No doubt. That was great words, Jay.
T-Hi,
I like that.
Did you
want
to say something? Would you like to say that, contribute to that, or I don't want to put you
on
the spot, though.
He said a lot. All I can say is, man, in your journey, stay focused. You know what I'm saying? And things will manifest itself if you stay on your grind. You know what I'm saying? Just believe in yourself, like Jay was saying. Just believe in yourself. When nobody else do, you know what I'm saying, you stay focused with what your goal is. And watch your dreams come true. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. And this is really, we're going to have, like you said, quadruple parts on this because I want to know more. There's more to the story that I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
And I thank you for coming on tonight and sharing with us. I really am.
No problem. No problem being a man. I appreciate y'all having me on the show for sure. For real. Day two. You already know what I mean?
Hey, yo, Dub.
Yay. Yay, yay, yay.
Hey, yo, Dub. Already, so, man. Big Mouth, it's been a great show. So, yeah, like I told you, man, it's you know, it's some things that, you know, we can talk about. But, you know, just everything is going to unfold and come out to light. What's done in dark and come out to light.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Good or
yes,
bad.
It does.
That's good or bad.
You know what I need to do real quick before I start getting ready to sign out of here?
Okay.
He forgot to mention this, and so I'm going to let him do it.
This your boy, okay. B Original, representing that Dallas, Texas, and you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl, Big Mouth, on Blog Talk Radio.
Yay, Bri. I did, well, you know,
okay,
I didn't forget. So,
I
hey, be original. You know it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Be original
it's
up in New York right
baby.
Now.
You
got to
be
up in New
you,
York
baby.
Right now. He run around there, take pictures.
I need to go meet the cat, man. I had a thought, but I'm going to let you know about that later.
Okay. And you know what?
You don't know on the phone, maybe
more.
Later
I
on
wanna,
in the year.
Well, there was one
I'm
more that
something.
I need to put out there, and this is a must. This is a must.
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood. One half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
Twin! What's up, Twin? What's up, Twin? You know, he had lost his voice the other week from performing for the 25th anniversary stuff, so it's
okay.
Been a minute.
He went hard.
He went.
The microphones wasn't up loud enough. You don't have to lose your voice.
Yeah. Oh, so we normally say, like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now, dig you later. I don't
later.
Want you to say I was going too fast, didn't say what I should be saying. And I'm really stalling for time. There we go. Yeah. How was that this week? Like the farmer said. Was that right?
Yep.
Yep. You okay with that?
Yep. I'm good with
all
that.
All right. You can go back to start eating your chicken. Tell.
I wasn't eating. I was like, you know what?
You were,
I, okay.
I
had a solid
you have
piece
to
of
forget,
candy.
I have a thing where I have to utilize my listening skills. I was trained very well with listening skills. Really, I was. MCI trained me well back in the day. Yes, they did. So,
okay,
this is what I want to say to y'all.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go.
Big Mouth and J2, yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. Big Mouth and J2, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.